Hey, what are you listening to?
Oh, you didn't get that?
Get what?
Themnutspodcast.com.
Welcome to Them Nuts Podcast Show, hosted by comedians Darius Campbell, Ray Chung, and Matt Cole. Also, Bucky, the executive producer, and the producer, Luis Gomez. You can check us out on all your social media networks.
Me laughing.
We always do jokes because our jokes are from ourselves. So even if they go other side, you don't go, oh, I'm going to just flip my joke and just go around.
Well, Ryan, I noticed you do a lot of different rooms. You're not like in just one kind of area, man. You said you were doing J-Spot Comedy Union, which is known to be blacker rooms. Mm-hmm. You said you got that Huntington Beach blacker. Spot, which I know
that's a very white room.
So I
try to, like, because I don't want to categorize myself. Like, I don't want to be a black comic.
Yeah.
You know, because half the time people don't even know I'm black. They think I'm Puerto Rican.
See, he raises it. He took the hat off like, oh my God, he's stuck a cocaine up in there.
He's like, black.
Damn, fuck y'all, man.
Welcome to the nuts.
Stupid. But, I try to do all rooms, you know.
But you have to, though, in this day and age.
Yeah, and I know what jokes probably not to do in what rooms.
Yeah.
Well, explain that. So you know, like, there's a different kind of vibe in different rooms.
Yeah.
Is there anything like if you were to do, like, go to the J-Spot tonight.
Oh, to go to the J-Spot?
Are you bringing a different kind of energy? Are you bringing a different kind of set? Or
it all depends on the night. Like, it seems like a lot of black comedy rooms have a different energy. And it all kind of depends on the host, like the way they set the show up. Like if everybody's all riled up and they want those, you know, real ratchet ass, you know, crazy jokes, then you kind of got to be like that, unless you want to try to change the energy. But it's like, I forgot what I was saying. What was the question again?
I was just because I said you were doing different.
Hey, check your air vent in your bathroom. I think Ryan was in the token.
Let's say you do three rooms tonight. Let's say you do like a refried whatever.
Oh yeah, yeah. What kind of jokes would I do? Okay, I would try to do certain jokes. But as far as like the way rooms go, like you could do the same joke, but you would probably have to tell it in a different way. Like a lot of times you do a black room. Sometimes they like the jokes conversational, instead of just like, you know, set up joke punchline kind of thing like that. And, you know, sometimes, you know, white rooms, that's what they like. So you kind of got to either try to change it or go with it. But I know what jokes to tell, what not to tell. Like, I try not to use the N-word when I'm around, you know, when I'm in like a white room or anything like that, unless it goes with the joke. Like I have one joke where I have to say it. But I try not to do that kind of stuff. And, you know, I don't know. It just seems like motherfucker just kind of goes over a little weird in white rooms coming from a black dude. Seriously.
Really?
Like,
the word just, motherfucker coming from a black dude? Yeah. Have they not heard of Samuel L. Jackson?
You might kind of come off a little aggressive. I've learned that.
What do you switch it up with? What do you switch a motherfucker
like,
with?
Motivator.
I just don't say motherfucker. Like, I could, you know, say something else like this fool or, you know, something else. Like, you don't always have to say motherfucker, but, you know, sometimes.
That's a beautiful word.
You know, black people use it, so. They can relate.
We use it all the time.
Beautiful word.
It's a beautiful thing.
So, you know, you just kind of got to learn
Samuel Jackson did use it in an American Express commercial.
You never really know. You kind of got to watch the show and, you know, don't be afraid to try stuff. You know, some audiences might surprise you. Like, oh, they like this joke? Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
I get surprised.
Well, and you, I feel myself being more surprised as I get out of the inner city and you get further away and, you know, away when you do shows. And the people seem to open up to more things.
Yeah.
And they're more
LA,
acceptable.
Because
everybody seems to be following.
They are. You would think they wouldn't, but yeah.
Hell yeah.
LA is just so freaking, with the diverse culture and everything that they have, they're just so in tight of what they do.
Yeah.
And everybody follows each other. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, well, if he's uproar about this, I'm going to be uproar about this.
Yeah.
But if you go away from that, man, people seem to just, oh, fuck it, let him be him.
Yeah,
he's
out there. They just want to laugh.
You know, because he's out there expressing himself. And I feel something like he feels, and I'm glad he's doing it because I can't do it.
But if you also look at L.A., they're also very oversaturated with all forms of entertainment, not just comedy. So it's just like, it's so...
Which is true. They're, like, bombarded by everything.
True.
Oh, come on and sit on there, man. Peter, we thank Very you. True. We're, this is not FIFA, and we don't need no naked man walking through.
FIFA.
Yeah, what the fuck is...
Yeah, we don't have to talk... We're not doing that as a nation anymore. We're not talking about soccer. I don't think that's what happened.
Yeah, America lost. It don't matter no more.
Yeah, four more years, pretend to talk about it. Nobody gives a shit.
Oh, so now let Louis get mad, because...
What's up?
He got upset because Costa Rica was in today and they lost.
I don't know. I haven't been following any of that.
Because you're an American and it doesn't matter to us.
Oh, dude, so what? Soccer doesn't matter to you?
World Cup actually even mattered for like 3 weeks it did out here? It's because basketball and hockey playoffs were done. Baseball's boring as shit to watch this time of year. And football hasn't started yet.
Yeah. So, well,
you do World Cup during football season, I guarantee you a 2% market
for
share.
For my half-Hispanic kids that I have, and the grandpa and the uncles and all those guys that came over.
And for
watched.
That one audience member listening that likes World Cup, leave a comment. We'll talk.
Yeah, for the one, yeah, talk to Matt, tell him, you know what? America's growing because the younger generation.
Not according to Ann Coulter.
They criticize your fucking comedy. Those guys are going to be the ones that like the soccer. These older fucks that sit at the baseball game that wait on the water.
You see that comment Ann Coulter made about this whole thing?
No.
She said the fact that World Cup soccer has gotten so popular in America, that just really shows you the decline in morale, and morals in our country.
Really?
Like, she's a troll, dude.
She's
like,
horrible.
Fucking, the whole fucking Fox News are trolls.
Aren't they? What does Fox do?
But here's the thing.
When are they going to hire these people?
Fox News takes like the conservative stance and like everybody else takes a liberal stance. It doesn't matter. Because at the end of the day, this newscast and newscast is brought by Ford truck bonds, pills, and something else. It's all the same fucking money.
It's just one
talking head saying one thing versus another. Yeah.
No, it's fun because she's getting a response out of it. That's why she's saying it. Like, it's obvious.
Have you fucking looked at her? She's not getting a response for any other fucking males in this country. She might as well fucking do something. Dude, you know, like some people believe, like there's a conspiracy about lizard people. She looks like a lizard with skin pulled over her face. That is what Ann Coulter is. I don't
want to mic. Oh, you don't want to mic? You want to be loud? Our producer. Cool.
What else you want to talk about, man? You have any?
Hold on. Louis has something to say.
That's why I'm trying to cut him off.
Who cut your mic off?
Yeah. Who controls what?
Yeah.
I cut you off. I watch news for comedy and Comedy Central for news.
Which is true.
There you go.
Which is very true.
Very profound.
No, that wasn't worth it. That was not worth it, dude.
So let you guys know.
Yeah, that wasn't worth it.
Let you guys know.
So yeah, what I've been up to is I'm just I'm just joking. But that was pretty deep. Are you see? I'm about to get cut off too. I'm sorry. Hello.
Everybody's gonna be cut off.
He's not allowed to touch that. When you say what the fuck you want.
Tonight's his favorite song.
No, fuck that. Because he didn't have to do something called editing. So he didn't want to cut everybody off.
Yeah. See.
Lucky I don't like editing.
Yeah. So he's gonna keep everybody up.
Good.
By the way, Lee, not liking something and not knowing how to do something is completely different.
Oh, he said you was lazy, man. I didn't talk to you like that.
Ain't nobody.
We're in a world, wow, man. Anything else you need to get off?
I don't have any more crazy Vegas stories.
Yeah.
I'm still thinking about that one.
No, you can't get any better than that.
Was that the start of your trip or the end of your trip?
Let me see. I think I had like another day there.
So you had a whole day to worry about.
I was nervous as a motherfucker walking through the casino.
Damn, I would have put.
Yeah, what was crazy was I actually have my little Ryan Reeves shirt on.
Damn,
this bitch don't figure out who I am. Like, yeah. You owe me $2.
Yeah,
$2.
Yeah, that's the trip because he might have been showed up at your next show. Like,
exactly. You'd be heckling, throwing tomatoes.
No, yeah. Let me ask you about that. Have you had any crazy hecklers? I mean, you've been doing this 7 years now, so there's got to be something.
Craziest heckler I've ever had. Like, you get people that yell shit out like drunken bullshit.
Want to be part of your show?
Have you ever handled a heckler? Like, how do you go? How would you handle one? Like, right
you know
now?
What? I've never really been really, really rude to a heckler. Because, you know, after the show is a different thing. And then outside in the parking lot is more different than that.
Yeah, that's true.
Whenever a person is trying to be loud, you just kind of draw attention to them, try to shut them up, maybe talk about them a little bit. But I've never really, like, went in on somebody, like, calling them
bitches.
Yeah, bitches and shit like that. You know, you got to stay away from key words just to offend a person as, you know, a man or whatnot. But you kind of got to let them know, you know, I do this for a living. So, you know, shut the fuck up. Let me continue with the show. Because if I have to continue to talk to you, I'm going to be mean. I'm going to be rude and say some things. Because, you know, a lot of times hecklers, they're the kind of people that like to dish it out, but they can't take it.
That's correct. Exactly right.
So when you draw all the attention on them and you talk about them real bad, they want to get mad. So if you can't take it, then shut the fuck up. You know, I do this for a living, so let me do this. You paid your money and whatnot, so you sit in the audience and listen to these jokes.
Which is
but
true.
Yeah, fuck a heckler.
Yeah. Not because hecklers sometimes want to fight. Man.
Yeah. I always kind of wanted to understand the mentality of a heckler.
They're seeking attention.
Yeah, when he says this, I'm going to shut him down with this.
like they're opposite.
Yeah, like really?
Like battleship.
Like a professional.
Only eight people can hear me, but he's amplified by finding it.
Exactly.
Yeah, and then when he yells out his little thing, nobody knows. And like,
yeah, he's talking to his cell phone because he's hacked into the sound system or some bullshit app or something he's created.
I did that.
Yeah, no really crazy heckler stories. Tell you the truth. Yeah.
No,
yeah.
They think they are.
Yeah. A lot of times they like to bring hecklers, you know, to somebody trying to be funny. He's like, oh, you think this is easy? You want to come up here and be funny? You don't want to come? Everybody, correct, give a round of applause. Come up here and be funny. Like, no. I was like, you don't want to come up here and be funny? Then sit down there and be quiet so I can do shit.
And if they do come up, I've been told 100 times, never give a microphone to another person. It's your time on stage.
Yeah.
But if you come up, you take the role of the heckler then, right, as the comedian. But you do it loud enough to where everybody can hear you making fun of them until they just give up.
You could, but if they're drunk enough, then they could take the show into a whole another different direction. Yeah, because they won't give the mic back.
No, they won't. Yeah, you don't want
all this other stuff.
They run around with
the mic
case
to another person. You're the one to control that room.
And just for all the people out there, just for the record, it is a no-no to walk up on stage and try to take the mic from a comic unless you're ready to fight. Because a comic never knows your intentions. That's almost like taking the
have you ever had that happen?
Gun from a cop. No.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But at one of my shows, I actually had this really drunk asshole dude come up and take the mic from a comic. Something should have happened to him, but it didn't. But it was a really well-known comic. I don't want to say his name. But, it was just I was
so it's a well-known comic come up and take the mic, or was it
no, this, the guy took the drunken asshole took the mic from a very well-known comic.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, he was, you know, I understand the comic. He just kind of let the guy have the mic, you know, because he didn't know where he was. Yeah, he didn't know where he was. So I understand that. So I took up for him and everything like that. But yeah, it's just never do that. That's like grabbing a cop's gun.
No.
Yeah.
This is
you
only
walk
weapon
up on stage. Nobody knows your intentions, so you might get punched in the face. You might get kicked off stage or hit with the mic stand. You never know.
Stand.
Just never walk up on stage on a comic and try to take the microphone unless you're ready for whatever. I just wanted to throw that out there.
I know he's been on the show before. Have you ever heard Shang's story about the guy who went on stage? And he just took the mic stand and clocked him out.
Shane took the mic stand?
Yeah. The back and the guy connected with the guy and sent him flying. He was out.
Really? Yeah, you never know. You come up there trying to attack you, you never
but
know.
But Shane
do
always
kind of
had
shit
aggressive shit back in the day.
I like Shane.
Yeah,
Shane's always said
the only time like I've noticed you can go aggressive is if the whole room already hates this person. They might have heckled a couple other comics. They've been talking too much. Once the room is like, can you get this guy to shut up? Then if you go at him, the room is on your side.
But
so it's you, a microphone, and like 200 people in a room, like, shut the fuck up.
Another thing to do is to get the room on your side. Like, it makes some noise. On the count of three, let's all say, shut the fuck up if you want this guy to be quiet. You'd be surprised how many people yell, shut the fuck up. They'd be like, all right, now you heard
all
those
people.
Yeah,
because you paid them money.
Even if they didn't pay, they don't want to hear you talk. They don't want
to
hear
I didn't see your name on the billing tonight. Were you the one supposed to be talking? Because I thought it was me.
I love doing that. Turn the audience against him. Like, yeah, everybody look at his ass. remember when he walks through his car.
But when you have, like, the nice hecklers, it gets weird. Like, I was doing this show. It was, like, an all-Latina room. And this guy was laughing so hard, he kept repeating shit for, like, 10 seconds after the joke.
He was right, man.
Yeah, well, damn near it, right? He was, like, repeating the stuff I said. So, like, I'm like, guys, tonight, I want everybody to give it up for my echo over
here.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, like, got the echo. For those of you that didn't hear it, it's like, he repeats the punchline.
Yeah, he'd be in the parking lot telling him to say jokes.
Little stuff like that, if you bring attention to that, they might, you know, not even know they're doing it, know they're that loud, might quit, you know.
And you're right. And
when alcohol's involved,
a lot of people don't understand where they're at.
But see, I think a lot of people don't actually understand being an actual comic, what it entails.
Yeah, because that's your actual job. Yeah, like, you're taking that shit you up there doing seriously.
No, because you actually, if you want to be a real comic, you're going to have to observe your room first. Mm-hmm. And you're going to have to, after you observe your room and you start to go work on your room, you're a surgeon. Now you're working
with
that second.
It's not as easy for the bullet. If you're first comic up, you haven't observed the other comics.
Which is true. Which is very true. But if it's your room,
set the tone.
But if it's your room, you're a host, and you know.
Yeah, if you're a host of a show, you've got to
take
that.
You are very important. As a host, you are very important.
I fucking hate doing shows where you're the first comic, and the comic, whoever is hosting,
just goes up and goes, hey,
thank you guys for coming up. First comic.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they don't warm them up at the room. All. You know what I mean? Like, really, you're just going to leave me up to this? I'm going to do your job.
Okay. You at least get the energy up.
Yeah.
Get them to be quiet.
Because as a host, your job is to warm up the room.
Yeah.
You're the warmer, the filler. You control if the comic that came up before them.
Very important.
Bomb. You got to go up there and get everybody back into the show, rise them up, and slide that next person right in there.
And that's all you do. You're in the boardroom. Connecting shit, and I think that's what the world. Anyone who wants to be a host, you have to understand that's your job.
Yeah,
the host, you're not.
Your job is not
a fucking host that does more time in between comics than a comic on stage. How you gonna have a comic on stage for 8 minutes? You doing 12 to 15 in between all?
Why
of them.
Your ass on stage. Why are you yelling at me, man? Yeah. I only did that once.
Only time a host is supposed to do any material, just even a tagline between the comic, is if the energy dipped a little.
Yeah.
Your job is to make sure the energy's on par for the next comic. If the guy who crushes going up. You get another applause and you bring up the next guy.
Basically, all your job is to just get the energy in the room up. Mm-hmm. You got to monitor the room. Your job is you don't do a joke. When you go, you watch your audience, you watch your crowd, you watch your fucking comic, and you incorporate all three of those things in one. You see the lighting.
Piggyback saying a little something off of the
boom. Damn, comic that was funny when she said comic. Boom, boom, boom. You like that? Bam. Yep. Are you ready for your next one? Boom, boom.
My favorite is like when I host and like I'm really good friends with the comic. I love doing a little roast before bringing him up, like a quick.
Yeah.
You seen this guy or this? My favorite Derek Murray one forever is like, guys, he went to the Idaho. Oh, actually, we can do this one on Ray now too.
No.
The Idaho Laugh Festival. This guy paid hundreds of dollars to travel 100 miles for 12 minutes of stage time. Give it up for.
There you go. Yeah.
What it's all about is like thinking the friendship that we gain from the industry that we're all in, because we're in what's called a nest, you know, and all the other bees around us. And because either New York or you're in L.A., you know,
pretty much. Damn, you just sit on every other place. Well, you're doing
Chicago,
shit on every
Austin,
other place.
Austin,
everywhere else.
San Diego's got a good spot going on.
That's true.
We're
true.
Either LA.
If you're talking about, I want to go off and be an actor. Those are the two places. Yeah,
true.
Two you go to New York. Or you go
number
LA.
One and number two media places is New York.
New York gets a. They're bigger on the comedy.
No, New York is number one
and theater,
media, and LA. The
acting,
theater, yeah.
Hollywood?
No,
Hollywood's number one.
Yeah.
Acting, Hollywood,
music
is Hollywood.
You want screen time.
Yeah, you want Hollywood for music and for acting.
Chicago's blown up right now. Like, they've always been, like, second
Chicago's
city,
always been third.
Sketch and improv, but their stand-up scene's blown up right now, too.
Yeah, but
San
the thing
Diego's
is, they,
the
those people don't
on,
live
Austin,
there. They
Texas.
Go fly back there and do the show, and then they leave.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the thing is, they blow up, but then where do they go? New York or L.A.?
Exactly.
Yeah.
You end up there eventually.
Yeah. But I'm going to tell you, like, starting in New York or starting in L.A. is the worst place to start.
I don't know about that.
Really?
I think New York. You got to go to New York. You got to go to New York, dude. Just for an amount of stage time.
Mm-hmm.
Just, like, you cranking out, like, 20 shows a week.
Well,
20 shows.
Guys
nice.
Are start, like,
yeah.
Guys were starting
3 or 4,
in Boston
5 shows
to, like,
a night.
New York. Or,
yeah, but they got,
guys
like,
out here
40
starting San Diego and go other
places.
Places.
Do
yeah.
Well, Orange County, I mean, Orange County to me is, it's a weird thing, but there's... 7 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minute spots at open mics. There's a lot of stage time out there. Where in LA, if you try to get the 4 mics in a night, you might get up depending 3 to 5 minutes at best.
Yeah, that's true.
So like, if you're really trying to hash,
because you go there, you got to get on a list, and it's 200 of
you.
Now,
once you got like a solid, whatever you want to say, like an hour, hour and a half, and like something you could sell. To bring it to LA, then LA is a great place to go to.
Yeah.
New York's a great
place.
Oh,
that's
to go
what you're
to.
Talking about. Once you want to actually
exactly.
like, break through, establish
exactly.
yourself.
Exactly. But
gotcha.
If you just start at the open mic level, dude, it is it's a nightmare
yeah.
out there. It's oversaturated.
Oh, fuck
every
yeah.
market, you know, almost everything's a lottery system. It's, you know, I talked to a lot of guys, like, I'll give a shout out to him, Ryan Talmo. If you guys haven't met him yet, he runs a lot of mics up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool dude, man. Chill as hell. A lot of fun. I got a chance to do one of his shows. You get 3 minutes if you're sober. You get 10 minutes if you're completely wasted out of your mind.
That's
so I got stupid wasted that night. And it's just a fun room. But he runs a bunch of rooms, and he's like, He goes, at the open mics out here, man, he goes, it's such a hard sell to get in these places because there's so many comics that need to get up.
Yeah.
That's why all these places do the lottery system where you get your name drawn for a 3 or 5 minute set.
Yeah, because...
So say you are a comic from SoCal, OC, LA, whatever. What is your advice? New comic coming up. What's your advice? What do you do?
Right now from OC? Stay in OC. Don't... I'm not even... Everybody, I hear they call it the LA push. I'm trying to push into LA. I'm trying to push into the area. Get more stage
time. So you're telling this new guy, never did comedy, just work on your stuff in OC.
The great thing about Orange County is every single night of the week, you could get at least 2 mics in and get on stage at each mic and do between 5 to 7 minutes at each mic.
Right.
Where you try that over there. There's nice. I mean, the nice thing about LA is you're rubbing elbows. You're meeting the right people.
Oh yeah. So that's the other thing, though. There is that you're building the
But as an open micer with a shitty set, you're not. What are
you're not ready for that.
You're not ready for that.
You're not ready
at all.
Brush elbows.
Why is this woman in the fucking shitty ass comics on Comedy Central half hour?
Damn.
Politics.
Because comedy's
politics
subjective.
Politics is a motherfucker, man.
Politics and comedy's subjective.
Thing.
What you find shitty, other people really like.
Exactly.
I don't like Jeff Dunham, but he's popular as fuck because a lot of Americans like him.
I watch a lot of those shows. Like, man, this shit is not funny. And the people in the audience be cracking up.
I can't wait till you meet Jeff Dunham.
That's all. Also, I did it. Back in the day, you remember Mitch Hedberg, right?
Yeah, Mitch. I like Mitch.
Like in the 90s coming up, I thought that guy, I'm like, oh, this is going to be the best comedian in the world. You watch a special, it's awesome. Go watch the unedited special. He had to put in an extra 8 minutes of time at the end because the audience hated him for the first 10 minutes of that show.
Why?
They weren't digging his style. They didn't like any of his jokes. They didn't get him. It wasn't his crowd. It was a Comedy Central crowd, which is like, hey, here's a free show.
Right, yeah.
Come sit and watch 4 guys doing half-hour specials.
Mm-hmm.
So you sit there for 2 hours, and like he had a couple of hecklers to deal with. If you watch the unedited version, it's great. Same with Richard Pryor. I love the guy to death. His Live in L.A. or Live in Sunset.
Where he was at that cafe, and he was
Paul Mooney had to come and save his ass that one night. He was 4 or 3 times he recorded it. He got 1 good recording, and that became the special. The next
is that right? For that one shit?
Oh, well, you talking about
bombed
else.
His ass off.
No, yeah, you're
like,
not talking
no
about
no laughs
the,
in a crowd.
You're not talking about Live in Sunset.
You talking about Live in Sunset?
Yep. No, you're not
talking
about Live
in
Sunset.
I'm talking about Live
in Sunset. No, Live in Sunset was on the stage, not it was in the cafe.
It was where he had that red shirt on?
Yeah, no, it was on the cafe.
No, Live in Sunset is the one I talked about.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
He did like a 3 or 4 night recording each night, wore the same thing.
At a different place?
No, same place. It was the same venue.
It was a stage.
Yeah, stage venue.
Sold out. Richard Pryor.
I remember hearing about that.
Richard Pryor bombed more than once.
Yeah. I think he was really fucked up on one show.
Okay.
So it wasn't a good response. So they told everybody to come back the next day. They were going to get him in for free or something like that. And he wore the same thing, redid the thing, and yeah.
Well, but
exactly
the thing is that all comics do it. All comics. I was at a David Cross show years ago in Seattle. And David Cross did his joke about Mother Teresa or... either Mother Teresa or St. Mary's, which is very Hispanic fofo, and like 7 people walked out.
Really?
Right in the middle of an HBO taping. So the next day they told us to come back again, and they staged people, because people do this. This is what they do. Fucking for their ratings. They stage people in the audience. And Seattle's notorious for that. They come up there. A lot of people fly to Seattle to do their comedy tapings, because they'll get extras
plant
to come up there.
Plant people in the audience?
Yep, and put them blanking on. And 7, 8 people got so pissed because he did... I think it was not but Saint. What's the mother?
Well, so wait, they
didn't know offended by it. They don't know what joke.
Wait, they weren't David Cross's fans.
No,
like, they just
they
random
hired,
people.
They hired 50 people to come out.
That's why I didn't understand. Like, if you're going to see,
you walk
like,
out?
Why? Yeah, because
but
you
then,
got
like,
offended.
There's you. I mean, to me, that's a dumb way to do a special. Then you're inviting people.
Well, that's what they do.
No, you should get it. Should be your fans or whatever.
Well, the same thing.
But I mean, look at
some certain comics. Because they want to make sure they control the audience. And if you ever been, if you been to a live taping of any comedy show before it started, have any of you guys ever been there?
Yes.
And what do they do before their comedy show?
Dude, they let you know that do not get up during the whole thing. Go to the bathroom now. If you've been drinking too much, blah, 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 blah. And not just that, but make sure to laugh and have a great
no.
day.
No, when I went to the Showtime taping, what they do before they taping, before they even tape the laughs, they make you laugh.
They got warm-up, guys. Everybody has that on their show.
No. Not even warm-up.
They just record
different laughs. Hey, guys, we want you to do this kind of laugh. Hey, guys, we want
you
to do this kind of laugh.
Something really funny.
Yes. Hey, guys, this is a give me the Titan Wood clap. Give me that. And they record all that shit. And they don't give a fuck because in the middle of the set, when with the JR's taping, and in the middle of the set, they screwed it up. They said, all right, we're going to reverse it back. He's going to come back and do the same thing. You guys just give us your energy again, whatever you want to do.
So they like, stop him in the middle of a set?
Oh, yeah.
That's
fucking bad.
He was the guy we saw was doing, it was a triple show night. He was doing three shows, three different audiences, same material.
Yeah. Which is hopefully what they do.
I think a lot of most of it is like that.
Yeah,
like,
but you, no, like Showtime. Showtime back in the day, they came out.
Remember, everyone had a Chris Rock special where he goes all around the world. He goes like South Africa, London. Yep. That was dope. In Brooklyn, he's just like, he's wearing different suits. He's just the same jokes. Like, that's like, you know, it's doing the same thing.
Yeah, but that's Chris Rock going to 330, which is Chris Rock is different.
Yeah, you know, he's on a whole different level.
Yeah,
but
he's a character on a different beast. Yeah. But you know what I'm saying? We go to some of these other cats.
But he's talking Richard Pryor. He's even higher than Chris Rock. That's why I was surprised that Richard Pryor.
You got to remember, Richard Pryor, back in those days, Richard Pryor was on a lot of shit.
No, yeah, I know. Freebasing and all that shit. Yeah,
but it was in Superman 4.
There's a lot of comics. When editing's done, you're like, that's the most powerful comedy thing I've seen. And then if you go watch the real thing, it's like they lose the audience in places.
The power of editing.
Yeah, because I watch a lot of comedy shows of tails edited.
The power of editing.
Not just that, but even Comedy Central.
Then we need a laugh track.
Yeah, Amy Schumer has an issue about this.
And you just
Amy Schumer told that joke about how it was a roast thing, and she made fun of Steve-O not being right because Ryan Dunn
died.
Then instead of editing to the crowd laughing at it, they edited it to Steve-O, who looked sad, and then she got like death threats because of that.
Yeah,
because people are upset at her. So instead of doing the right kind of edit, it makes the whole difference.
Yeah, it's the power of editing. Yeah. Seriously, the thing I watched that JoJo Dancer like 20 times.
The what?
JoJo Dancer.
Have you watched it?
Yeah, it's like a
documentary of Richard Pryor about himself going through the whole cycle.
Dancer.
It's called JoJo Dancer.
Yeah,
about
it's
Richard
an old
Pryor
movie. It's about him. One. It's kind of like an autobiography.
Yeah.
About how he came up.
Oh, how he started.
And he actually plays himself.
Yeah, he plays
about
himself.
How he set himself on fire and all that shit.
How he set himself on fire. He shot the tire.
Yeah, that shit was crazy. Dog. I haven't seen that movie in a long time.
Here you go.
So even in the 7 years, you hustle hard, man.
I try to. Thank you, man.
That's
try.
What Matt's here for, man. He's just bringing him to the fucking life.
No, because
he's got that shit in his back pocket.
I looked him up today. I want to ask a couple questions now.
No, because Ryan's a real comic, man. He's in the melty pot with all of us.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But you're doing
our camera stop
on a weekly basis. Do you do any open mics? Is usually just book shows.
I do book shows. I'm not opposed to doing open mic. Sometimes it's been a long time since I've gone to somewhere and like wrote my name on a list.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll go to a show and, you know, ask if I can get some time or whatnot.
So
maybe I should go to
on a book show. Like, cause you come up with new material all the time, right? Do you try that like in the middle of like a book set? How do you at this point at where you're at, because you're doing a lot of bigger shows and you're bringing some great jokes? When do you have the time to work in a new bit?
I either work on it at home or I do it at the beginning of my set. Or if it kind of goes along with another joke I have, I try to slide it in. But usually I try to do like new jokes, like definitely when I'm hosting. And if I do it during a set, I'll do them like maybe at the beginning of a set, or maybe in the middle,
you
depending
would
on how the set is.
Do you open with brand new stuff?
Sometimes.
Okay.
Sometimes. Yeah, sometimes. Cool. Not all the time. I had to think about it. See, I was deep in thought. Yeah,
maybe.
Sometimes. You
one
say
time.
It more than three times, that means it's deep. Sometimes.
Third time, possibly.
Sometimes.
No, we're playing with this GoPro thing.
That's cool.
Yeah, so we've been recording hit and miss.
Right.
Yeah, so.
Memory's full.
All that extra fucking porn.
Already, yeah.
I'm going to erase some of these
visions. Well, you can keep it now. We're almost done, you fight.
You can't say that anymore.
Oh, I was smoking
a
cigarette
from this show. You're gonna get fired from this show, like Opie, man. Yeah,
really? Because I called him. I want a cigarette.
Bucky's
your.
Look, this
is in England.
Pop's got a cigarette in his hand. I want a cigarette. I said, I want a fight.
This is in England.
What? I wanted a fight. So what a fight. Matt, you were laying on my back.
You're a brother. You don't talk like that.
You might know. Well,
you would think so. He's the furthest from.
I am a brother. I just went to school.
You talk like that
fact.
From the military.
Yeah, that's a myth. This is a fag in his hand.
Cheerio.
See? Ryan, I practice.
You can get out of. You can get away with a lot of shit with a British accent.
Yes, you can. Yeah,
you,
yes.
You can say the word cunt, and it just
yeah. Yes, it's just falls yeah, and they want to give you up the coutane. Yeah, the coutane.
Pratt.
Yeah, yeah. The I try with the coochie. Yeah, but if I want to fuck you, yeah, you can just say racial.
By the way, my favorite British pickup line I ever heard. I heard a guy walk up to a girl and he goes, "Would you like a portion?"
That's some pimping shit right there. Like, I don't mind if I do.
You can't even bite. That's a pimping. Yeah, I'm out
of time. What did the chick say?
Yes.
She was like, "Oh, where are you from?"
Because you would not. Because what would you say, dog? If somebody came to you, say, "Hey, Ray, would you like a portion?"
Shit, my panties would be on the ground. Oh, shit.
I was like, "I'm yours." Yeah. He had me at portion.
Yes. Ray's like, all man, bent over in the bar. Can I at least get a Patron shot?
Yeah. It don't take much. It's horrible. Shit.
But that's cool, man. So anything else we want to drop down? Can we get to at least a how to contact? Yeah, because
glad you brought that up. Yeah. I did say I was going to come
back. Yeah, later.
Now we're full circle.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, like I said, name is Ryan Reeves. That's RyanReeves. And I only say that because people confuse my name with Reeves, two E's. And they always fuck that up, too. They always like, oh, you Superman. Mean like Christopher Reeves?
Yeah, Superman.
But even
yeah.
though he didn't have an S in his last name, it's just Christopher Reeve. I'm like, no, more like Keanu with an A. So, yeah, anyways, it's... I'm digressing. I'm sorry.
Whoa.
Yeah, find me on Facebook. Facebook.com/DoubleER713. So that's double R713. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at DoubleER713. And on Twitter, you could actually find me. That was Instagram. On Twitter, you could find me at Ryan Reeves Jokin. ReavesJokin. No G.
Nice.
And check me out on YouTube.
Yeah, YouTube. And what day in August is the show for the cave?
The show at the cave. But
if you guys
August.
Get up near Big Bear, if you guys want to go really see a great comedy show,
yeah,
it's a killer room up there, man.
I hear it's real nice. Casa.
Yeah, Bunker Castle runs a good show up there.
It is August 1st.
August 1st,
Friday, August 1st. There it is.
You pay your rent, you drive on up, and have a great time.
Yep.
Yeah, and please don't drink on that show because you got to come down the hill.
Yeah, you know what I mean. Like, especially if you're a brother, you know, watch out because that's where they got Christopher Dorton at.
Yeah, we did not go there.
Shit, I forgot that.
I'm about to wash my ass up there. Make sure I keep my license on me. They ain't gonna find my shit.
Keep your hat on you. Keep your hat on you.
Exactly. Yeah, fucking flat. Like, we see a big bald head. See, I don't know what to do. He says, keep it ahead. He says,
no,
don't.
I'm saying, because
how about
he
I just don't go? I'm scared.
Yeah, there you go. Nah. Hey, Bucky, I'm
you see a drone in the sky. Get the hell out of
fuck
there.
Fuck it. Like, tell me how the show was.
That's good, man. I'm glad you came out, man. I really appreciate you hanging out with us, man.
Yeah, man. Thanks for inviting me. And I'm not sure exactly when this show airs, but if it's before July 12th, make sure you guys come out to the Beach Hut Deli.
It's
in
not
going to
be before July 12th. All right,
well, then never mind.
I promise you that.
But you do a monthly show there?
Yeah, I do it I do it every first Saturday. But I think we're going to start doing a little bit more often. But it's every first Saturday. Show starts at 9 o'clock and it's free. Beach
nice,
Deli,
dude.
Huntington
perfect.
Beach.
Perfect.
Yeah, no, we'll Beach get that out, though. We'll at least get that out in the show. At least get
they
out for the audience show.
Very good food. They don't serve
Beach
Comer?
It's called Beach.
Beach Hut Deli.
Beach Hut Deli.
In Huntington Beach, yep.
All right.
Right. Yeah, they got pretty good food. They're a pretty new place. It's nice.
Sure, we'll get that out, man. Like I said, thank you again for coming out, man.
Thanks
out.
For having me, man.
You want to stay out for a minute?
About me. What are you guys up to?
Oh, shit. Oh, you want to talk about us? Yeah, I'm still
what
trying to figure out if I'm
up?
Gay.
Okay, well, I got this one coming up. July 29th, I'll be back at the Bray Improv. I got free tickets for you. Just hit me up. That one starts at 7:30, 8 o'clock, around there. First Tuesday of every month, Clubhouse Comedy Show. We're always putting it on over there. And every single Sunday over at the Rio Vista, starting at 8 p.m., we got a book show and open mic for comedians that want to come on out, man. So that's what I got going on.
There we go.
Yeah, I ain't got shit, man. I'm looking for spots. So I'll be at the Beach Hut Deli.
Yeah, see?
I'll be at the Rio Vista tomorrow.
Yep.
So I'll be all good.
Yeah, got anything going, producer guy? I don't know your name.
No, I got to edit.
You gotta edit? You gotta edit. All right, that's cool. We can go edit that.
He's got three YouTube videos that show him how to.
Hey, you know what? The only thing he's gonna edit is him saying, I gotta edit.
Yeah.
You wanna hear this in the next clip? You're like, man, yeah, I was with the show. I swear I asked him a question. You wanna hear, hey, producer guy, and this motherfucker. Come on, man.
It all happened God. For a reason.
Damn.
What you got going, Darius?
Nothing, man. I'm quitting comedy.
The 20th of July.
I'm over
here. He's gonna be at the Rio Vista doing July 12th, a 15-minute set.
Follow my Facebook. I'm actually on a show July 12th, July 13th. We're getting ready to do our August.
See, now that show is coinciding with the one that I'm promoting. So
it won't go out till after, so it doesn't fucking matter.
Either one it is.
Yeah, but we're coming up with our show August 12th, the One Nut Show. So that is we're getting at right now, guys. So
that's what's up.
I keep saying it wrong. Say it. Somebody say it for me.
Testicular cancer.
I do it, but I say it wrong. I feel like a retard.
Hey, don't worry about it. I got a friend that can't say pretzels or M&M's. He says Nim&Ms or pretzels.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So
is he German?
No, he's black.
Oh, okay.
Is there a bit about this guy? Because that is.
Yeah, I've said it before. I forget how I used it.
Well, we just used it right there.
Talking about ex-girlfriends. You ever broke up with an ex-girlfriend or boyfriend, and after you break up with him, you start noticing stuff wrong with him that you didn't want to acknowledge while you were going out with him, like the fact they got a big-ass crooked nose or one of their teeth is bigger than the other.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But they can't pronounce all their words. Like, bitch, what is a pretzel? I ain't never had no Nim&Ms. Enunciate, you lazy. I have them.
That's right. They have the M&M pretzels now. That's
exactly. Nim&M pretzels. So don't even order them. Don't even eat them. Can't even say it.
Well, we're the Nuts, man, and it's been us. We're out. We're
out.
Holla.
At you.
Holla. Don Ray.
Whoa.
Say your
So you have like Them Nuts is having a cancer show called One Nuts. So you said,
yeah, is it the One Nut Cancer Show?
That's
fucking funny.
It's called One Nut.
Wait, I'm gonna tell you. You know how fucked up we were last week? I mentioned this last week, and these motherfuckers still ask me the same questions this week.
We talked about this last week?
Yeah, we did.
I don't remember.
I wasn't here last week. I want to hear about it.
Only one remember is the producer.
So wait, so you're going to call it...
It was edited out, though.
So no, it wasn't edited out because we haven't dropped it.
Yeah, I forgot, yeah.
So you're calling it the Damn Nuts Presents One Nut?
No, we probably won't call it the One Nut Show, but right now it's being presented as the One Nut Show because we want to protect men's nuts. It's what John...
You're going to protect what?
Them nutshells.
Yes. Protect them nuts.
Wow.
Okay. That's
cashews of comedy.
Yeah.
The cashews of comedy.
The cashews.
Why? Not hard, is it?
No, because when you're saying like Them Nuts and the One Nut, I thought of, you know that one story about the three old ladies with the one eye and they share an eye? So...
What the fuck?
Where did you go? I ain't never heard that story.
Chinese story is this?
That must have been after the burnout. But that story must have been on the
only one
porn
I see
movie
with a
that was
drink
burning
in hand is the most exotic motherfucker.
It has nothing to do with the fucking Chinese. You racist.
I never heard about no bitches sharing the eyes.
Yeah. No one said that to do with Chinese either.
Is it one of the three blind mice?
No. It's like these three. It's like a Greek myth or something. Like these three old ladies and they share an eyeball. So when you brought up like fucking Them Nuts and One Nut, I thought like three dudes sharing like one nut.
Explain this sharing an eyeball. What's up with these cheap ass broke bitches that all three of them?
Yeah, I think one of the bitches without the eye was who gave you head. So she might have shipped it.
That's why she didn't see me run up out of there. Hey, thank God for that third eye. You know what I'm saying? She wouldn't even give me head. My thing
was
in the
eye hole.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I had to make her see what I was talking about. You know what I'm saying? But she didn't see me coming.
I just want to bring up that three dudes, one nut. Three bitches.
Well, thank you guys for listening to Them Nuts.
No, Google that shit. It's true. I ain't making this shit up.
Right. Oh, shit. Ray said Google the shit because he's not making up about the one eye. Yeah.
Google lane oil, too.
Yeah, Google never lies.
All
right. Yo, we're Them Nuts. We're out, man. Yeah. We had Ryan Reeves in the house, man.
Thanks for having me.
Don't get a miss with Chris because I'm Superman.
Wait a minute. Before we go out, can I ask this question? Did you guys see that video of this chick that blew 20 dudes in that bar over in... England or something like that for a drink?
No, just one, for one drink.
It's video of it.
Why did she went,
what the
she,
fuck
she,
are you guys
she
watching
had,
video stuff?
20 guys, she had them in her mouth for like 3 seconds. Average of 3 seconds.
Wow.
Each? She did all each. And she did all that just for one drink.
So
much.
Who bought her the drink? The last guy or the first guy?
I don't know. I guarantee. That was some nasty shit.
Who,
that was
who
some
wrote
ratchet
that contract?
Fucking bitch.
I
don't know.
I
would be in the middle of that.
There's some positive things that's going on over there.
This is in England.
We need to go there, fellas.
Yes, you're damn right. We're on our way to England.
Drinks.
Hey, honey. We're heading out to England.
Yeah, that's what
that's why.
We're riding bumper to that Vegas sucker. Like, where's my drink? Like, oh, shit. What do you mean? You got the same shirt on.
Ryan's going to be running. Oh, I see a security guard. We met eye to eye. Got to go.
Exactly. I can't buy you a drink. I got to get out of here.
That is great, man. Great. Hey, you know, like I said, if everything goes well, we're going to be booking a monthly show. coming up soon. But like I said, we're in August. We got our
one nut
protection.
Oh no, whatever.
Okay.
So why did you bring up the 20 dudes and the chick?
Like, some random shit because we were talking about, you know, stuff that was going on, you know, like the Donald Sterling and stuff like that. Okay, so right. I'm just surprised nobody brought that up.
Yeah, racism and one
racism
nasty
and
hole.
Nasty bitch.
Oh, you could have brought the one nut earlier, though. You could have brought the one nut earlier.
None of the guys black, so, you know, it could have been a thing about that. We could add that.
Okay. Wait, what up? Was he black?
Nope, none of them were black.
Damn.
Oh, white dudes.
Yeah.
Was it a black lady that sucking them?
Nope. It was a white chick. Black bitch ain't gonna suck 20 dicks for one drink. She's like, I'm gonna need 20 drinks. Yeah,
No, I was thinking of that lacrosse team. Remember the Duke lacrosse team?
That fake.
What happened?
Oh, you remember that date rape thing that they said that the one girl prosecuted and said that these guys all raped her and all that?
When was this?
This is a while back of
year. Yeah, 2 years.
This is the end of shit.
I don't follow that shit.
We don't need people.
Oh, you don't follow
this.
Rape the one team.
Yeah, I don't follow sports, especially rapist lacrosse team.
It's like a nightmare. It's like a Duke nightmare. I don't follow that shit.
That was old news though. It's a couple years.
That was 3 years ago.
They get a cracking at the lacrosse game,
dude. That's not fucking dating ourselves.
You guys just see me fucking accidentally kick that dog like 10 feet?
That was no accident. You did it twice. You talk shit to it, too.
I'm just trying to tell you guys, it was a very important
thing. If you have to tell us about it, that means it was old news.
It wasn't important. It was important to you.
Yeah, that's true.
Never heard of it. I'm about to Google that, and I'm about to Google three Greek bitches with one eye.
Yeah, and North Carolina freaking...
And Lane Oil. I'm about to Google that.
North Carolina lacrosse team, and check it out.
Go worldstar.com. You guys can find the video of that chick that I was talking about.
Worldstar Hip Hop?
Yes.
All right.
Which one? The one that you talked about for the girl with the drinks.
Yeah. The girl with the drinks. No, not that video. I hope there's no video of that. I would love to see it, because I know it's hilarious. Because I lived it. But...
Have you seen the Brazilian bitch at the World Cup?
Whoa, no, which one?
Google that.
For what? Just Google Brazilian bitch at World Cup?
Brazilian girl top comes off.
Man, I've seen so many of those.
It was on TV.
Well, the girl I'm talking about gave top 20 dudes on video.
Wait, no, but the girl you're talking about is not Brazilian.
Yeah, it's a different thing.
No, she's white.
Yeah, but where's she from?
England or something.
I don't know.
Right?
So were you Googling top off? Top off, 3 second top off to each guy.
You definitely just say that 20.
Wait, hold on. More important. Did the guys go on the train or did she go on the train?
Like it was some shit where the DJ set it up. Like, if you blow these guys, you know, we'll get you a drink. And she's like, okay, fine, let's get this drink, lad. And
yeah, but was she moving?
She was running around to all the guys.
Oh, so she was on her knees?
She was running. You can see the video. She was running up to people. The dude had to set his drink down on the ground to pull his shit out. So
hold on. I wasn't ready. Yeah.
It was weird. None of them ready.
Really?
it must have been cold up in that motherfucker. But nobody ready for the little blowjob they got. It looked like she was sucking thumbs. It was horrible. Stop. That's why I said,
we
no
can't
brother
raise some
in
shit
there.
Like
she
that for us.
She wasn't doing that for no brother.
Can't we raise something like that for us?
Brother was like, I got some Hennessy out the car. I get you your own cup. You can't drink out the bottle, you nasty bitch. I get you a cup.
you want to come see my fish?
Exactly. See?
I love that part of the movie. You guys ever watch the movie Casino?
Yes.
Yeah, where Joe Pesci's like, hey, I got a fish in the car.
Oh yeah!
My favorite part is when he went to the dude. He was like, "It seems you're confused about exactly what it is that I do." He's like, "At least for example, tomorrow morning I'm going to wake up nice and early, take a walk down to the bank, and walk in and see you. And if you don't have my money for me, I'm going to crack your fucking skull wide open in front of everybody in that bank." And then he was like, "Hopefully by the time I get out of jail, you'll be recovering from your injuries." And guess what? When I get out of jail, if you still don't have my money, guess what? I'm going to crack your fucking skull wide open again because I'm stupid. I don't give a fuck. That was just my favorite scene.
God, I love that movie, man. It's good.
Random podcast. I love this. We've talked about everything.
We just ride. We ride it. Nice. It's like you have your own. If you want, some cats come here and they do, I guess, skits. Some cats come here and tell the Matt.
Like, slide in the jokes.
Yeah. That's cool. There's nothing wrong with that. Weird.
Matt Cole does.
Slinging skits, baby, is what I do.
Only Matt skits. Cole. No, but some, you know what I'm saying? It's fun, man. We enjoy ourselves. Something to get there and hang out.
I like podcasts. It's like my third one. I like them.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, Ray hates it. We just keep dragging this Asian ass here.
It's fun, man.
Diversity.
No, it's fine.
Diversified.
He's like, you're fired.
There's not enough Asian people in here. That's all my problem is. It's like, too much diversity.
No, there's one. That's a lot.
He smokes.
Yeah,
all right, right, you know, there you go.
All right. I'm Asian right now for at least the next 45 minutes.
I feel good.
Cheeky-eyed?
Yeah. That's racist.
I can't see that.
He's like, yo, I'm drunk. I'm nigh-eyed up in this motherfucker. I was like, what? 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 You are what?
No.
I mean, he's wide-eyed, I guess.
Yeah.
No, that, which is so true. One of the Asian girls at work saw my kids. She's like, you got cheeky eyes. And like, can you really say that? Just,
yeah.
It's just, yeah, I'm Asian. Okay, I guess. Fuck it. Roll with it.
It's like, yeah, he was very white-dicked. He had black credit. What the fuck does that mean?
White-dicked and black credit.
Yeah, you know what that means. You know what that
yeah,
means.
Yeah, you're damn right.
He's packing, but he needs a co-signer for a co-signer.
Yeah, you're damn right. You're damn right. I'm hung like a Viagra pill.
Give you some dick and build up an appetite, but I ain't got nothing to feed you.
Yeah, you're damn right, girl.
Top ramen, baby.
Yeah, I got you all good. I got you all good. All right, we're out.
Peace.
Wait, wait, wait. Oh, no, I'm kidding. We out.
Now, Ray wanted one more.
I got nothing. I was kidding.
I got nothing.
This is very fun, by the way.
Hey,
yo. Just wrapping up. Wrap up, people.
Yeah. And speaking of safe sex, wrap it up.
Yes, yes. Most definitely, please protect yourself.
Unless you're over the age of 30 and this is like me.
Hey, did you wrap up with that hoe?
Yeah, I did.
Did you?
Oh, okay.
How'd you know? Whoa, whoa, whoa.
I didn't fuck her.
Where was he supposed to grab one, Ray?
I'm just saying, damn, that girl is nasty.
Whoa. She just didn't look like she was the type
she
to get paid for her services.
Yeah, she just said
she's
not a hooker.
She's like a plain chick. Just like she probably just wanted money for her services because she spent too much in the club getting drunk, buying her own drinks. That was all. She was like, how you going to charge $43 for a blowjob? She was very precise with what she wanted. Yeah, that's what she spent on her own drinks at the club. That's what she just wanted to be reimbursed. That was all.
Dang.
She wasn't no fucking hooker.
That was $43 with a tip.
Exactly.
Yeah, how, like, you 40, how do you $43 yourself? Dog, you, there's
know,
no way. That number
off,
just.
You know what I mean?
That's like you got to do, like, well, I lost $40 on there. And I can't, yeah, you
got
to be calculating.
She got the tip.
Yeah.
Whole thing. I was tipping that night. They say black people don't tip. I was tipping. I tipped.
Did you bring
your
own
basketball
tip?
Player? Did you do the basketball player? Did you dribble before you shot? What happened?
No, I ran up out of there after I made my basket.
Right. Okay.
Yeah,
I guess
he
did
a foul and took off running. You got a flagrant.
Technical foul. Hell yeah. I got thrown out the game.
It was a flagrant and took the fuck off.
Hilarious.
You guys are funny, man.
Yeah, that's a small tips.
That's a small tip.
No, I said some smart tips.
See,
some
smart
dudes.
Tips.
Some dudes gonna be listening to that shit and put that in their playbook. Yep. I like it. Yeah.
Same. Still can't believe I shared that story, but yeah.
No, you should have.
It was a great story, man.
Yeah.
Glad you guys liked it.
Yeah. That was not even the craziest shit that's ever been said on this before.
No. I know. But that was
not even close.
No.
Not even close.
No.
Hey, guys.
No.
Hey, guys.
You gotta step. Yeah, you might need to step up a little bit more if you want to give up.
All right, I'm gonna go out and do some crazy shit. I'm gonna be back.
All right,
I'm gonna be back.
Oh, you gonna go out and do some stuff, huh?
I'm gonna find me another chick and I'm gonna give her them nuts.
Oh,
let her get on my podcast.
No, die. What you could do right now though is videotape it for us.
No.
Oh yeah. What, the podcast or the...
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, he did. I remember he did say he's still trying to figure out if he was gay.
Yeah,
I think
that
right there determined it, brother.
Yeah, yeah. Let me vicariously.
he want to see them nuts. Awesome. That's what it is. Yeah. I'm just bullshit.
Not necessarily yours, but yeah, yeah. Any other dudes, I'll be
cash
fine.
Right?
I don't know him. I don't know him quite yet, so I... Yeah.
See, right.
Yeah, it's Asian.
Exactly. See, she's got to be Asian, so it's got to be blurred.
Then we're all good. We're all good.
There you go. Brought it full circle.
We did go full circle.
Yeah, went all the way back.
And the doggy started to lick the
ball. You know what's crazy is I can't eat a woman out for, like, free. Like, I can't be like, yo, let me go eat you out for free, like, in a stairwell. Like, it won't work that way. But she could, like, proposition you and you don't pay her.
Like, you do it for free? Really?
I think. No, I mean, like, I'm just saying hypothetically. Hypothetically, yourself? I would do it for like $23. But no.
23. He's 22. He's not.
But I'm just saying, like,
he got fucked up in the club. He just needs reimbursement. Yeah, that's all.
I love pussy.
No, you, gotta, you, you
like
can't. You, you're right. You.
I like to. I can't do it for free. I'm lying. I can do it for free.
Whatever you spend at the club, get reimbursed. At least
he doesn't have chopsticks. That's how good he is.
Exactly. No, that's painful. Unless you're like real good, you hold it with the.
Give us some sake for some sucky.
So there you go. Yeah, I'm just saying though. That's a double standard, right? Come on now, you can't be just going out there. Like if you met some chick at a bar, I'm like, yo, I'll give you some dome right now. Can't just.
You know what? You're right. I bet that probably would work.
No, it wouldn't. Because
you wouldn't want to do that to a chick that's been at the club all
night. Yeah,
you
know, nasty.
She's been dancing. She drove there.
Yeah, but she did it to you, though.
Yeah, she did it to you.
Yeah, but I wasn't at no club, though. I'm just gambling. You don't sweat gambling.
The $43, though.
Exactly. Which is true, because you're right, because it's a whole different surface. You can go in the bathroom and wipe it really quick when it comes to the dude.
Yeah.
But it's like when it's to the inside, dog, I can't just do it.
She got to soak. To the inside, you good.
She got to soak to the hot tub.
This motherfucker's going tongue deep.
Holy fuck, what are you, tongue punching the cervix? What is this guy doing?
Holy shit.
Hey, you got to soak in the hot tub, take a bath. You got to make sure you fucking
get marinated, huh?
Nigga, you better give me a doctor's note. I want to see shit before.
Shouldn't take so long for her to get ready to get eaten out. By the time she's ready, you get unready.
You're right.
It's like, man, fuck it.
You better put a wedding ring on me and make sure I knew where it came from.
Well, don't you guys do like the quick three check? Nothing white oozing out of it, no really bad smell, and make sure it's already a little wiped down?
No, I make sure I check it, have my doctor check it, give me a second note.
Doctor check it.
Yeah, it's like, let me borrow it for a couple days, like you buy the car. Like, I need to get it checked out.
No. Yeah,
I'm almost there myself, dude. I did it the other day. It was hot, so I just started fucking peeling shit off.
You shat naked?
You know what?
Well, no, I
just
took off the shirt.
You guys are shit naked?
Dude, my
It's just
I went into the office.
Not y'all. It's just this dude in the green shirt.
AC running in the building.
Yeah. This dude and Matt now. They're like buddies. Matt started lying on top of Darius. Now he shits naked.
See, I'm starting. It's starting to come together. The pictures and you wondering what's up. And yeah,
I'm gonna tell you.
I get it.
There's no more pleasure than sitting naked, all right? I have to worry about nothing. I don't worry about no clothes being on the floor.
I haven't done it. I can do it with.
Yeah.
I shit before I take a shower, dog. I'm sorry. I try to maintain.
Wrong with that. Some people do it afterwards.
I did it once after, and it's fucking gross.
Yeah. It's like, what's the point?
I'm all gonna fuck. It's gross.
You have to take a shower again.
I have to take a shower again.
I can't believe we're talking. I mean, I don't give a fuck. You
open up the floodgates, so let's fucking roll through it.
There's no way I'm shitting after a shower because I don't shit like a normal man. I should probably go to the hospital after every shit I take. I take some.
Is there blood?
Shits.
You'd be having like a brain hemorrhage.
Well, who the fuck knows? Who the fuck knows, dude?
You should know. You look at your shit.
Wait. Do you wipe? Do you look when you wipe?
Yeah, there's no blood on the thing, but. Yeah,
but is there blood in your toilet?
There's still somebody's joke. It's Kenny Clay's joke, but yeah, you wipe and try to find the acceptable shade. You're like, oh, this was fucking Denzel Washington. I need Denzel.
Yeah, this is the guy. This is the guy.
Acceptable shade. Hey, wait, white.
This is the guy coming from the pink fucking.
Kenny Klein joke, by the way.
Hey,
literally, I blow up the ball. I basically paint the ball.
Damn.
And then I just flush it as fast as.
Free hollies? All the time?
I'm a fucking fat, drunk bachelor who does not eat correctly.
Yeah.
What's going in is coming out, and it ain't coming out nice.
Not at all. I try to at least watch and maintain what I bring.
But like, you take a shower afterwards. You can't.
No, I have to
shower.
Yeah, it never happens, man. I don't know.
You have to take another one.
You would really
another
have to
one.
One
shower or shit
shower.
I take a shit before I shower.
Yeah,
so that's what we're talking about.
Let me tell you a shit a day, dog.
But you also can't like shit and then.
Look
shower.
At him. He's going to shit now. Ryan, get your ass back here.
You can't shit and then shower right away either. You have to let it like clear because like.
You can't do it, like, right at. You got to give, like, a break, you know what I'm saying?
No, dude, I take a shit and I go jump in the shower.
No, Darius takes a shit and then takes a bath.
First off, you know that's not true. He's black. He can't swim that much.
Fuck you. And
I bet you what he does is he tries to turn his fucking shower head into a bidet and just sprays that shit off. Yeah,
there's nothing wrong with that, though. That feels
good. No.
Because
what I do is get in the shower.
Clean that shit.
I turn the shower on first. I go sit down and relax. Take my thing, put my foot on my stool.
Oh, there you go.
And then get yeah. out. And then when
you
I'm done,
your foot
wipe.
In your stool? Like yeah. the poop is called stool?
To get the butt up. To get the butt up. Yeah. Ray taught me that.
You gotta get
oh, like the Indian thing. Yeah,
squatty
yeah.
body.
Yeah. Yeah. Get the butt up. Get the
when
butt
you
up.
Sit normal, it cuts yeah, it out of yeah.
the bed. But I'm naked already, so I'll go jump in the shower and just clean it off.
Nah, man. Because you have your spores.
Our most exciting part of the night is about how I shit. I love you guys.
Nah, it ain't that exciting, man.
All right, my
I
fault.
Got a story about shitting and showering.
look at you. Look at you. Look at
it's not
you.
As crazy as you think, but all I gotta say is if you're not in the house alone and you shit before you shower, flush the toilet before you take a shower. Because
yes.
I remember I was at this girl's house, and you know
you did not shit with a girl
no,
you
no,
don't
no.
know.
No, we did our thing, and she got in the shower. So I was like, you know what, I'm gonna jump in the shower with her. You know what I mean? So so she was in the shower, and so I opened up the door. You know, I took my clothes off, put them all by the door. It was kind of a big bathroom. And as I was walking to the shower, I had to pass by the toilet. Man, when I passed by the toilet, I just so happened to glance in. And, man, I don't think I've ever seen such a massive shit being taken in
girls
the in
the
toilet.
Till they exploded. That was probably Del
Man,
Taco,
I mean, I was all smiling. I was
two
you know,
Denny's
horny.
Grand slams in that thing.
I walked past that damn toilet, man. My whole mentality changed. I didn't treat that bitch the same for 2 days. I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna get
She's
my clothes
like, why
on.
Why are you mad at me?
Yeah.
I'll never tell her that I was in here and I saw this
hey,
shit. But,
but it took 2 days.
You didn't drop it in the
No, no. I turned right back around.
Wait, she's kind of rude.
The psycho music played in my head, like in you ever see Kingpin? Remember when he looked in his rear view mirror and he saw his landlady? Like, that's the shit that played
no,
in my head when
rude.
I saw
like,
the toilet.
Who doesn't flush? Like, she just leaving it there?
Yeah, she did.
It
she
was
probably
her
wasn't
house.
Expecting
it was
me
her
to
house.
Jump in there. It was her house.
Yeah.
It was her house. But it, man,
it was her house. It was her house.
Horrible.
No, who doesn't flush?
I flush, dog.
I flush it. Yeah.
I don't know.
Unless she's proud of it. She wanted you to see that shit.
I don't think
she
wanted
you
to
see that shit.
She didn't know I was going to come in.
Yeah.
Wait, time out. She didn't know he was coming.
No.
He was sneaking up in.
Yeah,
he was sneaking in the man's
like, hey,
place we shouldn't have been.
Also, so I walked past like,
damn.
He's like, I don't even want her to know I saw this. So I just turned around, put my clothes on, got the fuck up out of there, man.
And then she called, why are you not calling me?
Hey, baby.
He's like, don't call me baby.
He's like, I saw how you make homemade meatloaf, and I'm not impressed.
Yeah.
He's
like, bitch, what did you eat? It's horrible.
I know there were 3 cows missing.
We should have video game in there.
You guys are wrong. Y'all are wrong, man. Yo, we tried
that's
to
how you end the podcast.
Yeah, that's sure. definitely how we did not
oh,
end it.
We still I thought we were just sitting here talking.
No, we're wrapping it up, Matt. We're wrapping it up. That's how we
yeah,
wrap it
yeah,
up.
Right?
We're wrapping it up. 35 minute wrap
yeah.
up.
Yeah, that was 50 minute wrap. Oh, shit.
So give him the fucking light.
Matt, do you see the light? Do you see the light, Matt? Do you see the light?
We ran the light on your own show.
Yeah.
I think we got a lot accomplished today.
Yeah.
You know, got some knowledge.
Pretty fun. I enjoyed it. Thanks again
it,
for letting
yeah,
me come
yeah,
by and talk
that's
shit
that's
our
most
guys.
Important part is you enjoyed it.
Hell yeah.
Yeah,
yeah
we enjoyed it. We fucking wouldn't matter
more
to
podcasts,
us.
So if anybody out there has a podcast, hit me up. My wife thought that was fine. I'm sorry.
Somebody give us a weed.
Hey, I've got some.
No,
I'm waiting for this podcast, so yeah. I go get my podcast.
Put your we're Them Nuts. We're out, man. Follow us on social media
for real this time.
Yeah, look for us on our website coming out real soon. Themnuts.com and our new logo should be out next 2 weeks. So holla!
Don't be
promising
shit,
the Super
man.
Bowl this year. I'm just playing.
Right, and the new intro with Matt's name on it. Later, bitch.
Peace.
We're out.
Happy listening.
Thank you for listening to Them Nuts Podcast. Hope you enjoyed the show. Stay tuned for new episodes and other Them Nuts productions. Be sure to like and follow us on all the social media networks and Podomatic.com, 'cause we have got more to come.